5 minutes after the hour on Imagine Radio, and welcome to the Mac Addict Hour. I'm John Adams.
And I'm Cheryl England.
And we're here to bring you through the world of the Macintosh for the next hour. We've got a great show lined up. Cheryl and I are actually going to be spending a lot of time diving into the magazine and the who's, what's, when, where's, why's, and how's of last year's Magazine of the Year.
Well, exactly. Last year we won a Computer Press Association Award for the best overall computer magazine.
And I want to know how she did it. I mean, first year out.
First year out.
Has anybody ever done that before?
I don't think so. I think that was actually a first. And it was felt quite good. And one of the runners-up was even Business Week. So that felt even better.
One of the runners-up was Business Week.
Business Week. A small magazine you might have heard of.
They were just a runner-up. So we're going to be chatting about that. And then Mac Trash.
Mac Trash. We've got Nikki Eckler up with Gossip and Rumors, which you'll really like. And
I think
Nikki
she's
is
been
very good at Gossip and Rumors.
And you know what? There's plenty to gossip about and plenty to rumor about with what's going on over at Apple.
Oh, it's something
Macintosh.
New every day, John. Something new and exciting.
Wade and David, I think, are they going to be coming in to Tech Talk?
Tech Talk, and we've been fondly calling them Click and Double Click around the offices, if you get the joke, ha-ha.
Click and Double Click. And but we won't refer to that other station that we're actually making fun of.
Exactly.
Nikki's then bringing some letters to us later on in the show. Do you know what product we're talking about today?
No idea. It's going to be
a surprise to both of us. Okay. And then Wade, I think, is ranting at the end of the hour, and he's got something. I have heard him pacing already. He's so frothy about it.
Wade froths a lot.
Has
actually.
He had his rabies shot?
No, I don't think so.
That may be the problem. One thing that we like to kind of kick off the show about and from the editor-in-chief's perspective is talk about, you know, the last week and what's been going on and the rumbles that you've been hearing about and a little bit more, you know, on the serious side of Apple is still a company that's in the red zone. Is that safe to say?
Right. They got the Q4 financial results.
What was it, $1 billion loss for 97? Is that what they're projecting?
For 97, right. And it was $161 million for the quarter. For the fourth quarter.
Are we on a sinking ship?
No, actually, a lot of that was restructuring cost. A lot of that was lower than expected revenues for the industry as a whole. And they're reducing operating costs even further. And I actually think that in the next quarter, we should see them very close to being in the black, if not in the black.
See, now, you know what I don't understand? Is if my bank, I can't go a billion over. I can't write a check for a billion over.
Yeah, but
does that mean they have like $10 billion in the bank that we just don't know about, or is somebody floating them? Are they kiting checks big time?
Yeah, but you know, here's the deal, John. You nor I are making $7 billion a year, so
so they still are $7 billion a year is their annual revenue.
Right.
It's a pretty big company still.
Yeah, they're still a huge company. They're not going under any time. People don't quite realize that they are that big still.
It's not the Wang story.
Nope.
Not yet.
Not even close. I don't even want to think about Wang. It's just not even close.
We're not going to be doing the Wang play-by-play here at the Mac Addict Hour.
Oh, no. And besides, Wang, you know, produced a terrible product, so.
Okay. Well, I'm John Adams.
I'm Cheryl England.
And you can reach us. My email address is jadams@imagineradio.com. You can reach Cheryl
at cengland@macaddict.com.
Okay, so give us comments about maybe things you want to hear us talk about here on the show or people you want us to interview, whatever you've kind of got going on in that mind. Let us know what you think of the whole thing. And you know what we'll try and do is accommodate a little bit, right?
Right.
A little bit.
A little bit.
But we got plenty to talk about. Cheryl and I are going to dive into the magazine when we come back from this break. And at the bottom of the hour, it's Mac Trash with Nikki.
Hey, John, what's the secret to your success?
Simple. In today's world, opportunity doesn't knock. It rings. Hello, Betty?
I got the deal? Fantastic. See you later. Oh, you're not kidding.
Oh, no.
But if you leave your phone on all the time, won't the batteries wear down?
Not with Duracell extended rechargeable batteries. You see, Duracell gives me up to 50% more talk time than your ordinary nickel-cadmium batteries. Huh. And they're made especially for wireless phones. Plus, there's no memory effect, so I can top off the charge anytime.
So you can leave your phone on all day
and recharge at night. Huh. That's why I never miss a call.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm
going
to go get a Duracell rechargeable battery. Call you later.
No, I'll call you.
And now, Cellular One is featuring Duracell cellular batteries at their many Bay Area retail locations. Stop by Cellular One during the month of October and register for a chance to win $500 when you leave your cellular phone on standby. For details, visit any participating Cellular One store or call 1-800-CELL-1. Cellular One, the PCS that works, now works longer.
Ten minutes past the hour on Imagine Radio. It's the Mac Addict Hour, and I'm John Adams.
And I'm Cheryl Ingle.
There she is! I knew she was around somewhere.
Sorry, I was actually thinking about introduction ideas.
It's like the foxtrot.
Yeah.
And some... Did you see... Oh, what was it? Did you see Friends last night?
No, I don't watch TV very much.
Really?
No, you can ask
Vicky
about that.
I'm really, it's embarrassing here that here's the guy in the room talking about, did you watch Friends last night? It was pretty funny, though. Anyway, you wouldn't understand.
No, I wouldn't.
You just wouldn't get it.
I watched it once.
You watched it once?
That was about all I could stomach.
So the email address, is it going to be macaddict@imagineradio.com?
It's going to be macaddict@radio.com.
No, because then we'd have to create a whole new domain name.
Oh, okay.
It's Imagine Radio.
Can't it be just letters@macaddict.com?
It could be letters@macaddict.com.
Let's do that.
But all your fans, Cheryl.
All my fans send all my mail to letters@macaddict.com.
Okay. It's letters@macaddict.com. There we go. The magazine of the year, what was the who was the award from?
Computer Press Association, which is a nonprofit group that is basically devoted to events, seminars, anything related to the computer of interest to the computer press.
How long have they been around?
This was their 12th award ceremony. So basically, they've been around since the days when there were a bazillion and one little dinky mom and pop computer magazines. Because all of a sudden, it became the thing to do because there were computers.
Now, what are some of the other magazines that have won Magazine of the Year? Do you know?
Well, Macworld actually has won that several times. I'm not sure if Wired has won it or not, but I believe they have at least been a runner-up. So some pretty big names out there have won the award.
And you guys won first year publishing.
First year out of the box, which was an amazing accomplishment.
Did you have any suspicions, ideas, or were you floored when you were nominated?
I was floored when we were nominated. In fact, the guy called me and I said, best overall magazine? You mean we're in that category? And he said, yeah. And I said, oh, nice. Okay. So I had prepared actually the entire staff for the fact that we were runners up and that was great and we were happy with that and that there was probably no chance that we would win, given that we were a new publication that's never happened before. We went to the New York ceremony and a few of us were sitting there at the table, and the way they do it is they announce the runners up first and then they announce the winner. So they went through and they announced the two runners up, the first one being Family PC, the next one being Business Week. And my immediate thought was, oh no, they screwed up. We're not really even in the category. Well, at least we got a free dinner out of it and a trip to New York. But lo and behold, we actually won. And I had not even had prepared a speech. So I got up and sputtered a few words of thanks and sat down real quick before I made a real idiot of myself.
You didn't prepare anything?
No,
you
I didn't.
I really didn't think
I really didn't think we were going to win. And then, of course, I dragged everybody out. We took our statue out to, our little award trophy out to the Statue of Liberty and, kind of took photos behind the Statue of Liberty and stuff, which was kind of cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
When did you hear, you're the original editor-in-chief?
Yes.
When did you first hear of the project?
Well, what had happened, I had heard, actually, it's kind of a convoluted story, but I had heard that...
We got time.
We got time to blow. I can go on and bore you guys forever. But I had heard that Daniel Tynan, who was the editor-in-chief of CD-ROM Today, which was an Imagine publication, was leaving. And I called up the publisher for that magazine and said, I hear that Dan Tynan is leaving, and I'm really interested in the job. And Nikki's glaring at me
Why
over here.
Why is Nikki
here.
Glaring
because
at you?
Actually, Nikki is the one that told me that Dan Tynan was leaving CD-ROM
today.
Well,
wait. Now, Nikki, put on some headphones there, and let's hear the real deal here on what's going on. So is Cheryl – yeah, grab a microphone. Is she giving us an embellished story here?
Well, she just never gives credit where credit is due.
Right through the heart.
Brutal.
Every time she tells this story, then every single time I have to correct her to let everyone know I was the one who inspired her for this job, which actually probably should have been mine.
The truth comes out.
These guys
right
are
here.
So much fun to work with, I tell ya. And I get so much respect. I'm starting to feel like Rodney Dangerfield around here.
Okay, so so Nikki came to you?
So Nikki came to me and said, Dan Tynan is leaving CD-ROM today, Cheryl. And she stopped short of saying, you really ought to go get that job. But she
isn't that interesting?
Know.
How did you guys know each other?
Nikki and I were working together at Mac User at the time.
Oh, wait, so so she was trying to get rid of you.
I think so. She wanted my job is what it was.
She wanted your job at Mac User. She was trying to get you to go to another company. Is that the truth, Nikki?
I would never have wanted her job at Mac User. Sorry.
But you just didn't want to work with her anymore.
That I thought about it, but, you know, I wound up here, so what the hell happened? I don't know.
Exactly. See, now if she tries to lie and say she didn't want to work with me, then we've got a problem because she came over here with me.
Okay.
So anyway, so I called up the publisher for CD-ROM today and said, here, Dan Tynan's leaving. I'm interested in the job. And you said, well, we've already got somebody to fill that position, but we've got other things coming up. We'll call you. And I thought, oh, yeah, right. Blowing me off. I've heard this story before. So I got pissed, and I immediately got on the phone and called his boss and said, who was the president of the company, and said, so I talked to this guy, and he says you've already got somebody you want, but, you know, I'd like to set up, you know, the networking thing, come in and meet you and show you my resume and stuff, so if you have other stuff coming open. And he said, well, how about lunch today? And I said, oh, I can do that. So I ran home, changed clothes, and met him for lunch at a local restaurant, and we talked.
Which one?
Coletta's in Burlingame.
So is that his idea or yours?
It's his idea, of course. Oh, you don't, you know, if you're trying to get a job, you don't suggest the restaurant. McDonald's is fine.
Sure you do. You suggest the restaurant and pay if you want to get a job.
Oh, I didn't think about Okay, I'll remember that
next time.
So anyway, so I met him.
When Nikki, you know, gets you out of here and takes your job here.
No, it's when I'm looking at her jobs and she steals them from me.
Okay. So you go and you have lunch with the president of the company. Now, did you suck up to him?
Well, you know, you're in a job interview. You're trying to portray your best self. You know, you don't eat anything really messy that's going to get all over, you know, your shirt.
Did you flirt?
No.
No?
No.
Are you sure?
I swear to God, he didn't.
Okay.
Nikki's laughing.
Nikki flirted?
No, I didn't flirt. I'm waiting trying to get me to do a suck-up sign. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, okay.
I'm drawing the line right there.
He's such an evil guy. Okay, so you're at lunch.
So I'm at lunch, and about the end of the lunch, he hits me with this idea that he's going to come up with a Mac magazine. At which point I gave him a really blank stare, because this was like in early 96 when all the rumors were flying about Sun buying Apple and everything.
Cheryl,
was very, very bleak.
Can you show the listeners your blank stare? Just do it. That's what it's like.
Anyway.
It's transfixing. Okay.
Okay, go ahead. So
you couldn't believe that some crazy guy was going to do a Mac magazine.
Sorry, Mac magazine.
What an idiot.
And he started laughing because he said, you're trying to get out of Mac magazines, aren't you? And I said, But, you know, at this point, I'm not about to, like, say, you know, take your job and shove it, because you never know what's going to happen.
Did you hate where you were?
I didn't hate where I was, but I was at Mac User, and I was the second in charge, and I wanted to be the first in charge. I you know, I like being in charge.
Is she a control freak?
Oh, no.
Is she totally into power and control and running the show?
Be careful how you answer, Nikki.
Not the Cheryl I know.
No? Oh, okay. We'll have to get the real dirt on you some other time. So you wanted to run the show.
The good thing about radio is you can't see people's expressions, so you couldn't see what Nikki looked like when she said that.
You can hear them.
So I wanted to, I wanted to run the show.
Now, Nikki, you just be quiet until Cheryl calls on you.
I haven't gotten my raise yet.
I'm just waiting. She got a big raise to come over here. Anyway, So at the end of the lunch, I found out about the Mac magazine, and, you know, but I wasn't ruling out any possibilities. Well, we set up a lunch for another 2 days later for me to meet another couple of people within the company, and that went really well as well.
The way it works around here.
Oh, yeah, and about this time, I'm starting to, like, believe in the idea. You know, you know, Chris has this great reality distortion field. I'm starting to believe. I've got the religion. This is going to work. You know, Chris is right up there with jobs. So I'm starting to believe this. This can happen. It can be big. It can be profitable. We can all be
happy. You never see them in the same place at the same time.
But they don't look anything alike.
That's true. Okay.
So about the time I'm starting to believe. So the next day, Chris calls and makes me a job offer.
The next day, 3 days.
3 days. was like 3-4
Bing,
days,
bang,
something
boom.
Like that. Yeah.
And did he have any idea who you were? Or
well, I mean,
had he been looking at you for a while?
Oh no, no. I mean, I came in with my resume. Here's my background. Here's what I've done.
Right.
He did actually call a couple of people that he knew in the industry who
to check up on
to
you.
Check up on me and said, well, you know, what's her reputation? What do you guys think of her? Et cetera, et cetera. And all that went really well. But that was, you know, actually one of the things that really impressed me was, first of all, here was this, you know, guy who was willing to put a lot of faith in me to come in, you know, me, a person he'd never worked with before, to come in and start up this magazine. And it was going to be a pretty key magazine. At that point, Imagine had, I think, 6 magazines or 5 magazines, and this was going to be the 6th magazine.
It's kind of scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little scary. But, you know, at the same time, I thought, okay, he's putting a lot of faith in me. I can do this. And I took the job. It was pretty much that simple.
This was November 96, did you say?
February 96.
February of 96.
Early 96. And took the job, started. And when I started, we had no logo, no staff, no design,
so
no
totally
production
right.
schedule, absolutely nothing.
No but launch date.
Nothing. Well, we did have a launch date, and it was 4 months later. So within 4 months, we'd hired a staff, produced our first issue. We're well on our way to our second issue. Had come up with the logo, the design, let people know we were out there, we were selling subscriptions. I mean, it was a very, very fast launch, but thank God the readers liked it and, you know, responded very well, and Chris has been very happy, and so I'm still here.
And you won Magazine of the Year.
And won Magazine of the Year Award.
What a great story.
It's been a great year.
Now, let's hear the real version.
From Nikki! No, Nikki's altered version.
How many issues are out now?
15.
And how has it changed in 15 issues?
It's gotten better.
Yeah, right. Okay.
We're doing more work for the same money. That's pretty much how it's changed.
Oh, that goes for all of us.
No, really, how has it changed? What's different?
How has it changed? Actually, we have refined the design a little bit. A lot of the sections have stayed mainly the same. We've learned some stuff about our readers. They like the PC, the Windows bashing, and the Microsoft bashing, but only to a certain extent. We did the September issue.
So now we're going to start reader bashing any moment now.
Well, we've been doing that in letters ever since the very beginning. Where we try and poke fun of our reader letters.
But make fun of our readers.
We love our readers.
Yeah. Even though they're idiots for following a dying company.
Nah, hey.
Hey.
Keep that are you on.
That could get you a poke in the eye with a sharp stick. No, we love our readers. They send us stuff. They send us letters, which we love getting.
They keep you employed.
They keep us employed, but they send us stuff. They send us food. They send us cookies. We've gotten persimmons. Nikki got a great watch.
You never shared those persimmons.
Yes, I did.
Wait,
did
you got a watch? You got a watch?
Yeah, I did.
From a boy or what? I mean, who would send you a watch?
What's your point there, John?
My point is like, is your picture on the web page and some guy's like, hey, she's pretty cute. I'll send her a watch.
No, that's not how it was. I was just a very nice person to this reader, as I am.
Reader, when the reader was male or female?
Male.
And Nikki's been asked. I must say that Nikki has been asked to the prom. She had an interesting offer to go to Miami, I believe.
A beach house in Miami.
Yeah.
You got invited to a beach house?
Spell. None of the people who asked me out can spell. You know.
Well, they look
spell.
Up to your intellectual prowess. That's what it is. So you get flirted with by readers.
Cheryl and I both do. I'm not the only one here.
Do you get guys kind of?
No.
Mate?
No.
Is she lying?
I'll do that later.
She's lying, isn't she?
Oh, she's lying.
Golly.
I don't lie. Much.
Oh,
much.
That's the biggest lie I've heard today.
Where are you in circulation? How many
we
readers
have
do you have?
140,000.
And where do you want to be in 12 months?
12 months, a couple hundred thousand.
What is that, like 200,000?
10 million.
So you only want to increase...
Well, that's
33%.
What we think is a realistic, achievable number. You know, obviously, we'd like to just keep growing beyond
right.
that, but circulation only grows at a certain rate. So you can't just say, well, in 8 months, I'd like to be at 100,000, because that's not realistic.
What are the other Mac magazines? How many people are reading them?
Mac World is at, I believe, 600,000 right
wow.
now.
Wow. Why can't you go up that high?
Oh, we can.
It just
takes time. They've been around for 13 years, so.
Oh, okay.
You know, that they've had a lot of time to grow their circulation.
I have a question for you, John.
Yeah?
How many people listen to your radio station?
This one right here?
Yeah.
None.
Really?
None.
What about your competitors, huh? How many people listen to them?
We have no competitors.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no competitors out there.
Not to this. No. No audience, no product, no competitors, no income. See? It's a great model. Since Nikki seems to be itching to talk, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I think she's got some gossip. It's Mac Trash in a few minutes here on Imagine Radio.
Premium Lager Gold Medal, 96th Great American Beer Festival. Taste the one that won for taste.
Brought to you by Original Coors in the yellow can. Taste the one that won for taste.
I'm getting pretty hot up here. Could one of you guys cool me down with an Original Coors?
Welcome back to the Mac Addict Hour. You can go first.
I'm Cheryl England.
And I'm John Adams. And if you'd like to reach us, my email address is jadams.
Hey, I'm Nikki Eckler.
I'm going to do a whole intro thing about the cute girl at Mac Addict who everybody flirts with and invites her to go to, like, Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So wait. Oh, God. We got to start all over again. Okay. Here we go. Yep, stand by, everybody. 27 minutes after. Okay, no. Anyway.
And we're all here.
We're all here. Did you bring the coffee?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good.
But she didn't bring enough for everybody.
John Adams, jadams@imagineradio.com. If you'd like to reach the Mac Addict staff, letters@macaddict.com.
That's right. We read them all.
You read them all.
We get them all. We read them all.
And we'd love your input and guidance on what you'd like to hear on Imagine Radio. Now it's time for the most fabulous babe at Mac Addict.
That's me.
I was waiting to see who John was going to introduce, Nikki. That's me.
Nikki Eckler with Mac Trash, and we were so like into this conversation about how rad Mac Addict is and what an awesome job Cheryl England has done that we only have like 2 minutes.
Rad still a word that people use?
It's a word I use. I'm working on a resurgence.
That's fresh.
It's fat. Don't try me. I've done this longer than you have. So what's the gossip over at the Mac House?
Well, you know.
Are they plugging the holes in the leaking chip?
Leaking.
Oh, I don't. Steve Jobs hasn't talked to us a whole lot. So what we hear about Apple, we have to kind of like scrounge up where we can find it, which is not exactly from the source, but from what I was able to find out, just kind of browsing around the web, calling up friends. The rumors this week are that, one of the rumors this week is that Oracle, did you hear this one, Cheryl?
Yeah.
Oracle is going to merge with Apple, and Apple will just become part of Oracle, and Larry Ellison will have little Apple network computers everywhere. And
this one comes up about every 6 months.
Yeah, we've heard this. This is not new news. This is not new gossip, is it?
It's new. It's new this week.
No, it's it's like that T-shirt that you. Okay, that's very
Let's
interesting.
Move along.
What
How about
else,
just
Nikki?
Move along, huh? The other rumor I heard. Okay, so my sources aren't so great. I'm working with very minimal resources.
Come on, let's make this one good one, Nikki.
You, Mac, and Motorola are going to combine forces and buy out Apple. That's what we've heard. And combine all that money they made from the clone sales in a buy out Apple.
Well, what do we think the likelihood of that happening is? Oh, about 1%.
These are just rumors. These are not facts.
So we have two buyout rumors. What else have we got?
The network computer is going to be introduced in December. It's way cool, and it's an all-in-one thingy.
I believe that's a rumor.
Is that an Apple rumor, though?
It's a rumor. I mean, it hasn't been verified by anybody. But
so you don't care whether it's what kind of rumor it is?
Oh, heck no.
So I hear that Tori Spelling is going to be... That's a rumor.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, yeah, of course. I'm talking about Apple. What else would I be talking about? I'm not talking about Tori Spelling.
But what was your rumor?
The network computers are going to be out in December, and they're going to be all-in-one thingies, and they're going to be by Apple.
We've got AP Network News right now. It's 30 minutes past the hour. When we come back, it's Tech Talk with Wade and David. Two minutes past the hour, the Mac Addict Hour on Imagine Radio, and I'm John Adams.
And I'm Cheryl England.
And we've got another half hour of Mac news and talk and letters and gossip and all kinds of stuff for you. If you'd like to reach us, go ahead and send us an email. Let us know what you think, jadams@imagineradio.com or letters@macaddict.com. And Wade and David are in studio, and they've got tech talk for us as we get down dirty and technical into the world of the Macintosh. Wade, how are you?
Great.
Good. And David?
I'm doing all right.
Doing all right. Now, where, as folks listen to this and want to, you know, get involved in this segment, I have questions for you. Where can they actually get a hold of you guys?
They can send
at the local bar down at the 21 Club.
Down in Brisbane. They can reach us at letters@macaddict.com. It'd probably be the best place to do it. And in the subject header, just put Tech Talk, and we can filter for those.
Okay. And why don't you pull the mic a little farther around? And so it's there we go. Okay, good. So what are we talking about first?
We're gonna take some reader questions that we've pulled off our letters database, and hopefully give them some answers to their burning questions.
Who's up? Hmm? Who's up?
I'll take the first one.
Okay.
Or actually, we can answer them together.
That would be good.
First question comes from Jay Madrid, and it looks like this is from the U.S., the military organization. I recently downloaded a free version of Netscape Navigator 3.0, but when it was finished, I got a message that I didn't have the right binary decompressor. How do I get different versions of Mac binary decompression software? Wade?
That's a very good question.
Well, first of all, despite what you may
put it on your Santa list.
Netscape is not free, so be careful with that one. You may end up actually having to pay for that if you'd like to be legal about the whole thing. But as far as...
Wait a minute, Netscape isn't free?
No,
it never was.
It's not really free. you're supposed to pay for it, unlike Internet Explorer, which is entirely free. So
Microsoft, the PC company, will give free stuff to Mac users, and Netscape, the supposedly kind of non-committed company, won't.
Microsoft? Sounds kind of like a drug dealer, doesn't it? And that's probably the effect it'll have on your Mac.
Microsoft knows marketing. They're going to give the stuff out for free, and that's frankly why Netscape went to the corporate market with some of their new tools in Communicator 4.0.
Hmm.
They can't make money on free software, and Microsoft has got the money to burn.
Okay, anyway, how do we get, what's this program this guy needs?
Well, what he should do is go to the Aladdin site. This is kind of tricky because how do you decompress something, a compressor? If the compressor is compressed, then you need a compressor to decompress the compressor. So it gets really tricky.
It's the old chicken or the egg problem.
Yeah. One of the things you can do is you can actually get the Mac Addict CD, which you can get by buying Mac Addict, and on there will be allow me to work this in. On there will be the.
How much would you pay?
But wait, that's not all. Stuff at Expander, which is by Aladdin Systems, will do the decompression for you. Once you've got that, then you're golden. You can get drop stuff with Expander Enhancer, which will let you handle all kinds of data types, zip files, GNUzip stuff. But the key is that you need stuff at Expander first, and that'll let you decompress other things.
Shouldn't you already have that on your Mac?
You should. I mean, with OS 8, it installs automatically or almost automatically.
Well, you may not necessarily be running OS 8. Lots of our readers are running older versions of system software.
That's true.
So why do you think this guy doesn't have it? It seems like he should already have this program.
Especially if he's downloading things already. He's, I'm guessing, on the Internet, and most Internet packages include
stuff. But the question does say specifically, I don't have the right binary decompressor. So my guess is that whatever he's using to download it is not recognizing the exact format of the file. because Mac binary is a special format that some programs won't download properly.
Right.
But if he has any of the Mac Addict disks, basically, he will have a program that will decompress it.
So what you're
perhaps
saying,
perhaps he just doesn't actually have the magazine
is
at all.
He needs the Mac Addict disk.
He does, yes.
You'd think that he'd have the magazine if he wrote to you guys, though.
Unless he's borrowing it from his friends, and they keep the CD.
Which, isn't that kind of like borrowing Netscape Navigator?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
But what he could also do is download, if he's looking for a Mac binary conversion, he can download a program from, what is that, the FTP archives at Infomac.
Right.
And they'll have, there's a couple of things that will uncompress Mac binary binaries. And
okay.
You can get that for free.
So, have you got one, Wayne?
Yeah, let's see. Being an Apple Mac guy since 1978 and 1984, respectively, I'm reading all about this new system for the Mac with natural apprehension. Okay, what is it, actually? Rhapsody.
Natural apprehension. Nikki, I think, would be naturally apprehensive about certain things.
So he wants to know
she can't talk. It's
what it is and how is it going to be different from what we know under OS 8 and what will happen to the existing Mac OS.
Okay. What it is Rhapsody. Wade gave the code name for the operating system. It's actually OpenStep that's been repackaged for Macintosh. It's OpenStep that now runs on the PowerPC architecture. And if you're not familiar with that, that's the operating system that was developed by Next Software, formerly Next, over the past 10 years or so. Apple just bought Next Software last February. And this is the replacement for Copeland, which was supposed to be the next operating system, but died because, frankly, they couldn't do what they set out to do. So we have Rhapsody, and it's based on OpenStep, and basically it's a, I've heard it called Unix with lipstick. It's got a Unix base.
Because it is so fine.
That's right.
It is pretty fine.
It is. So it's Unix at the core, but it's got a wonderful user interface on top of it and lots of good development tools.
Yeah, so to make you feel better, it will mostly look and feel the same way OS 8 does today, so you will not have to relearn the interface that you've come to know and love from Mac OS 8.
Yeah, and it will actually run Mac OS applications. Probably about 80 to 90% of them should run fine in Rhapsody when it gets to the consumer level, which should happen early this year. There's something called the Mac OS compatibility box or the blue box. You'll hear colors discussed with Rhapsody, yellow box and blue box. But just know that the blue box is where your Mac OS applications are going to run, and most of them should run fine unless they do things with the hardware, you know, unless they're getting really intimate with the low-level stuff. It should run just fine, like Photoshop should run just fine, those sorts of things.
20 minutes to the top of the hour on the Mac Addict Hour, and we are doing Tech Talk with Wade and David. If you'd like to get in on this and send them a question, letters@macaddict.com, and put Tech Talk in the subject line,
yeah.
Okay, we'll get to you. Are we going to give away any, like, fabulous prizes or anything for the stupidest question or the best question? Cheryl, are we going to do anything like that? No, we're not. No, all you get is free advice.
All you get is free advice. If you want free stuff, check out the magazine. We got a bazillion one contest always in the magazine.
Yeah. And so Cheryl doesn't want to share any of her loot with the radio show. She only wants to share. Selfish Cheryl. You know, the boot guys are giving a lot of stuff away.
Here's the thing, John. They need to give stuff away because they're dealing with PCs, and it's like we're dealing with Macs, and these people are cool, and, you know,
I sense that there will be a fun competition between the two shows.
We're going to be far better, so there's really, you know, no competition whatsoever.
Well, you see, there's a lot more junk for the PC, so it's easy to give junk away.
Ooh.
And that's true, too, actually. It's very easy to round up, like, crappy products.
Ah, okay. But good products are hard to round up.
They're a little harder, yeah.
Okay.
Although we do have some nice America Online discs that people can have if they want.
They're great coasters.
Yeah.
You use them, you know, you set them, put hot coffee mugs on them.
Oh, yeah, and they're great mirrors. I mean, we get all sorts of good uses out of them.
Mm-hmm. We've got a few on the wall right here in the studios of Imagine Radio. Whose turn is it? I think, is it your turn, Dave?
Yeah,
we've got another letter? Yeah.
Okay. This comes from Jay. how do I keep my hard disk icon to stay in the left? Oh, he needs a grammar lesson, too. basically, he's saying, how do I keep my hard disk icon in the upper left corner of my desktop rather than the upper right? And he's upset about this. It really messes up my desktop because I have to have it set up different. I hate that a lot.
Training, Jay. Training.
Yeah. The answer is you can't. The Mac OS is going to put that startup drive in the right corner, so basically what you need is several years of therapy to get over this. Do you have any suggestions for that, Wade?
Well, you could probably look at it in a mirror.
Then you have
That's
to learn
about
to backwards.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a feature.
Who is this again?
It.
Who is that?
This is Jay.
Poor Jay.
Yeah.
I like your therapy answer, though. Send him to Dr. Katz.
There you go.
Wade, have you got one?
Let's see.
Wade, keep up with the game here, Wade. Come on.
Sorry. This comes from Eileen Parr. Besides the obvious answer, here's my dilemma. When I buy a new Power Macintosh, my husband gets my Centris 650. It does have 56 megs of RAM, but it only runs at 25 megahertz. Unfortunately, he has been helping me to research the new computer, so he can't be bamboozled into thinking he can surf the web quickly with the Centris. What can I do to boost its speed for his needs?
So basically the question is how to upgrade a Centris...
A Centris 650.
So for faster internet surfing.
Exactly. And my answer is, I don't think it's really all that wimpy of a machine to begin with. It probably depends an awful lot more on the software you install than the machine itself.
What about the modem? Couldn't that be a major part of the problem?
That's part of it. If you've got a fast modem on there, then the Centris 650 shouldn't be that huge of a bottleneck, especially with 56 megs of RAM. That's plenty of RAM to run any of the browser, you know, memory hogs like Netscape or Internet Explorer. So I would say don't bother upgrading it. I think it'll perform just fine.
Yeah. Best thing to do is just get a fast modem, 33.6 modem. I wouldn't bother with the 56K modems just yet, but fast modem's going to do the trick. And make sure you set the port speed on the modem to 57,600 BPS, which most of the time is going to be just fine. That makes sure that everything that's coming from the modem gets shoved right through your Mac. Set your disk cache to a fairly big size. That'll slow your Mac down a little bit as it has to churn through all these files, but if you're going back and forth between pages, then it's all cached and ready to go. So a little faster than trying to get it through that little tiny modem pipeline.
And maybe go to a John Gray seminar.
Yeah.
You know, the whole husband-wife thing, keeping him happy.
Oh,
you guys just don't keep up with me, do you?
Yeah, or something like that.
Okay. David, your turn.
All right. Let's see. What is the correct formula for setting the disk cache in the memory control panel? I was told to take my physical RAM and times it by 32. Is this correct? I have a PowerPC 8600-200 with 64 megs of RAM and a 1 megabyte level 2 cache card. Well, if you take your physical RAM and multiply it by 32, you're going to get this huge number. Probably not, 64 megs of RAM. That's going to be several hundred megabytes of disk cache. And you just don't have the RAM. I mean,
you can't actually set the disk cache higher than the physical RAM that you have. So multiplying it by 32 is probably not the best scheme.
Right. So there's two sets of advice I can give for this.
It's arid dry over near Wade's side of the room. It's a desert. Yeah. So who is this who's writing this?
This is Ken.
Ken.
From it doesn't give an address, and probably better not anyway. One thing to do under System 7.6, you're going to want to set your disk cache low. And this gets debated back and forth. There is a formula, but I think that disk cache under 7.6 and earlier doesn't make a bit of difference. Set it low. If you want to experiment, set it at, say, 512K and just keep backing it off until you notice a difference in the interface. But I'm going to bet that you're not going to see any difference, so I would set it to 32K. Wade, do you have...
I've had the same experience, yeah.
Now, if you're going to do it under Mac OS 8, set it above, like at 1 meg and up from there, 1024K or up. OS 8 handles disk caching a little differently, so what it'll do is it's going to, you set your disk cache high, it'll get some information about the windows that are there, put that information in the disk cache, and then come back to it when it needs it, so your interface is going to speed up a little bit as you use it, which is kind of nice. I think that it's more important under that. And frankly, with 64 megs of RAM, you're not going to miss a megabyte set for your disk cache.
Here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just throw a megabyte around. We've got time for one more, but let's let people know again that if they want to get a letter in this segment, they can send it to letters@macaddict.com and put Tech Talk in the subject line, and Wade and David will go through and help you out here on the air. And actually, I think we'll be taking callers, won't we, as well?
We do.
Cheryl, is that one we're gonna be trying to take your calls? So if you want to actually get on the air with us.
Right. If you want to get on air and ask either an intelligent question or maybe a not so intelligent question,
I'll take care of those.
We don't really care. You call in and we'll answer anything.
Yeah. Let us know in the letter if you want to join us on the air here.
Actually, the stupider the question, the easier it is to answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So make them nice and stupid for us, please.
One more. We got time for one more. Wade, who's your last letter from?
From Harry Iwezyuk. I have no idea how to pronounce that last name. Sorry.
That's obvious.
Harry. What are the things one should look for in an internet emailer program?
An internet emailer program. So is this a potential spammer?
I don't know. What do you think, Dave?
Possibly.
Wait, who's click and who's double click?
I don't know what that means.
Wait, but Cheryl said one of you is click and the other is double click.
Never heard that before.
Heard that before?
No.
You're in deep denial, Wade. You're the one who needs the therapy. Okay, we're back to emailer programs here. What do you think?
Well, I think if your emailer program can send and receive email, that's a pretty good start. There are certainly programs out there that don't even do that, that advertise to do it and don't. For instance, programs like Quickmail.
It merely appears to send and receive email.
It looks like it could send and receive email, but of course, we all know it really doesn't. The two main programs out there for the Mac today are Eudora, and which is made by
Qualcomm,
and Emailer, which is made by Claris. Both of those have their strong points, and you should probably just evaluate both of them. It's really a matter of personal preference. They both do a great job.
Which one do you use?
I personally use Claris Emailer.
Yeah, so do I.
Emailer tends to have better Apple scripting capabilities if that's important to you.
Okay.
Plus, it handles multiple accounts and does filtering and all that good stuff.
Can you do spamming with it, too? Bulk mailing?
You can spam with just about any program.
Yeah.
Except, of course, Quickmail.
Because it doesn't do anything at all.
Right. You can pretend like you're spamming.
11 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, it's letters, because Nikki just can't quite get enough airtime today.
Sanders has no offensive line.
Hey, Emmett has two rings and Sanders has none.
Ring. The impassioned speeches of two students ring in the ears of Dean Chris Berman, coach of the Bristol University debate team. One of Dean Berman's rising stars is Jack Hill, a gangly first-year student from Dallas.
Jack was heavily recruited, but eventually he chose Bristol on the strength of my NFL Countdown-based program.
I love to debate football, and Dean Berman assured me that watching NFL Countdown was an integral part of the debate team's training program.
Now, when we first met, I told Jack I thought the Niners could go all the way, just to test them.
I totally disagreed. I said Mariucci is untested, and that realistically, Rice has no chance of making it back this season. Then, and this is the weird part, he agreed with me. That's when I knew I wanted to learn from the master.
The Bristol University School of Football. To know is to understand.
NFL Countdown, your source for the best pregame analysis and news. Audit a class Sundays, 8:30 on ESPN.
Welcome back to the Mac Addict Hour. I'm John Adams, and Cheryl England has not had enough coffee yet, have you?
I haven't had quite enough, no.
Quite enough to keep up with us here. It's time for letters with Nikki. We're running a little late, Nikki, so... I know. I'm sorry.
You're always running late on my segments. Why is that?
Is that like a typical woman or not?
Okay.
We're always running. We're always this. We're always that. You never do this. You never do that. We're always this.
And like the typical male, you are always late, John.
Wait, I'm always late.
Oh, that's
always
a typical
running
male
late.
Comment.
Okay.
Can I do my letters? Can I get to my show? Thank you. We have letters. We have lots and lots of letters and a lot. Hello?
I'm just waiting.
I'm on. a lot of our letters, fortunately, are for Cheryl, not me, so I don't have to deal with most of them. But Cheryl's mail is pretty interesting. I have a whole stack here. Let's see this first one.
She's snooping again.
I'm known for that. That's okay.
She's known for that.
Most girls are.
John?
All right, John. All right, that's enough. Cheryl, will you marry me from UFOFreak5@AOL.com? There's one. Let's see. Cheryl. Cheryl definitely has a nice set of gams for an older woman, I mean.
Oh, oh.
Love Michael.
Yeah, there's a way to win, point.
Love Michael, yet Michael's sending it from Larry G. Smith. I don't know what that's about.
How does Michael know about Cheryl's gams?
Well, there was a sexy picture in our magazine of the staff, and Cheryl insisted she sit in front of a beanbag so she could show off her legs. She wore
a short, quite the way it happened.
Short little dress, and she stretched her legs out in front of the whole photo so that...
You go, girl.
In fact, there are more letters that refer to the legs, I believe.
Oh, yes, please.
Hello, Cheryl, my Mac Addict pinup girl. Yes, I do think you have good looks, a brain that's used, and great legs to boot. Best Rob. Oh, let's see. There's more. They go on and on. Okay, Cheryl, first you publish a picture of yourself, an attractive, intelligent woman. Then you tell us you have no husband or kids. So now you're going to get a ton of emails, like this one, from lonely guys like me, wondering how this could be. Anyway, I really enjoy Mac Addict. Keep up the fine job. See, he says he's a lonely guy, 40, 5'11", never married, Max Bicycles technician or something.
Not bad. Money for some reason.
Well, that means he's broke.
You know,
that means he's broke.
There go men, assuming that all that women want is money.
It's the truth.
It didn't even cross my mind to ask him if he had money.
Oh, but if he did, then it would make a difference.
No, that's crap.
Okay. We don't have time to get into it.
Hi there. You're single? Are the guys out there in California blind? Like Max, I'm also bald. But unlike Max, over 40, okay, 43, I'm 5'9 with brown eyes and hair, what's left of it anyway, degreed with a BS in art ed, I've got a PDL monitor, a 120 megahertz PowerMac 8500 running OS 8 with 144 megabytes of RAM. Ooh. So, Cheryl, will you marry me? Ask Mike. Let's see. Oh, here's a sexy one. Cheryl, I wish my Macintosh looked like you. Then I would have lots of fun touching all the keys.
Oh, my God.
These people are lonely.
Cheryl, there's more.
I know, and it's fine. We're totally late, but I don't care. This is so entertaining.
Cheryl, you must be sick of hearing this, but you're incredibly sexy. More pictures of you wouldn't hurt the mag one bit.
Let's do a layout of Cheryl. Cheryl with the Mac. Cheryl, you know, here. Cheryl there.
Well, see, Cheryl's got it. The reason she hasn't responded to a lot of these guys is she's got a really strict list of requirements of what she's looking for in a man. And it's like up to, what, 100 now? There are these requirements that have to be met. At least 100. And we've kind of listed some of them out. So.
You know what? We've got to move on.
Next time.
I want to hear the requirements.
All right.
It's time for a product review preview. And Rob is here with his fabulous. What have you got? Grab a mic, Rob. Don't be shy. What the heck?
Nikki's hiding.
I got to come on after
Nikki's
that.
Nikki's hiding the mic. Yeah, I know.
Hiding the mic again.
Nikki. So what do you got for us this week?
I got Max Power. I got Newer Technologies Max Power Pro Plus, which is a processor upgrade card, which goes all the way to the new PowerPC 750. Which you can't get right now in any other form.
So this is a no good review because you can't get this.
No, you can get this.
Oh, you can't get anything else.
Well, the new
like
power,
this.
The new chips were supposed to come out in some clone makers that aren't making them for various reasons now, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
And so Newer Technology came out with this, which will be the first PowerPC 750 that people can actually buy.
Is it too early to buy this? Chip prices usually fall. Hardware tech, you know, the price of technology falls. Should you buy this now or wait?
That depends on what machine you have. As David Reynolds, who reviewed this product for us, came to the conclusion that
If you have a lower Mac, say a 7600, 180, something around there, year-old computer, it's probably a pretty good deal. It is kind of expensive. It's like $2,500. But we found that when we put it in a 76120, that it upped the performance 300%.
Wow. So what type of applications would I need or would I experience, you know, would I benefit from upgrading like this?
Anything that you need a lot of power, you want things to go faster, you're putting out a magazine.
So if I'm using Wade's favorite email program, Quickmail.
You might see a little bit of an increase with those, you know, 30-page emails that we all know Wade gets, so.
But will the home user, is this like a guy who's doing, you know, music or publishing, or is the home
this
user?
This is probably for someone who really wants to crank out their Mac, really wants a fast machine, maybe wants to be the first one to have this chip. Or just someone that bought their 7600 under Apple's promise that it wasn't going to be completely defunct in a couple of years. And, can get the processor upgrade, can keep the RAM that's in the machine, can keep the setup the way it is, just pop that thing in, and they got pretty much a brand new computer right there.
Cool. Sounds good. So is it a buy or not buy? Can you make that?
It depends.
Is that black and white?
If you have a 7600, or the machine I was talking about, which we modeled it on, was a 7600-120, if you have a machine like that in that range with an upgradable 604 processor, then, yes, you might want to consider buying this.
Have you ever thought of going into politics? Well, you see, it's if you're the state of the... But when would you not buy it?
If you have a 200 megahertz power computer or Apple machine, and, Apple's going to release, so, you know, sooner or later, new machines are going to come out with this chip, and, this card isn't going to really mean much.
Okay, Rob. Well, thanks for the review.
Okay.
Appreciate it. We're going to be back with Wade's wrap-up in 30 seconds.
And I used to bring a laptop back before. First one had the storage capacity of a walnut. Second one dropped off a table. Third one got stolen at the airport. At $3,000 a pop, it just wasn't working out. So I got two SideJet portable drives from SideQuest, one for each computer. It was only $300 for 3 gigs, including the drive. Now I just carry around a disc in my pocket. It only weighs a couple of ounces. And best of all, I don't spend my time in airports going, where's my bed?
The SideQuest SideJet is available at CompUSA and everywhere else you think it should be.
Oh, just about 90 seconds to the top of the hour, wrapping things up, and we've been holding him back. Well, he was holding back his passion during his Tech Talk segment, but Wade is very upset about something.
No, I'm not terribly upset, but today I'm here to demystify the function of the editor-in-chief at our magazine.
Oh, God.
Who is also the host of the Mac Addict Hour, Cheryl English.
Yeah, you guys planned this, didn't you?
Well, of course, Cheryl dared me to do my segment on her, so I've taken her up on her offer.
Okay. Well, with a minute left, what's the defunkification that's going to be happening?
Well, I don't know exactly what she does, but from my perspective... This is what I see, so you can base your judgment on my perhaps not so objective observations.
Okay.
Well, this past week, let's see, she wasn't really in the office all that much. So
yeah, I know. I was looking for her too.
Fairly limited experience that I have there this past week, but for the most part, I see her wandering around sort of aimlessly, sometimes sleeping on a beanbag. She walks over to my desk and pushes aside the stuff on my desk and sits down and stares at me and tries to get me to help her procrastinate in her duties, which I assume is just really to harass our managing editor as much as possible.
I know she's about ready to kill you, and we only have 5 seconds left. So
okay.
You guys take it off the air. It's the Mac Addict Hour on Imagine Radio.